Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Boker Tov. We did the Malacha of Kosher, and now we are moving on to the Malacha of Tofer. Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah tells me how Tofer shteit tfiros. Apparently, two is different than one, and is different than three. Meaning, right, L'cha'ayra, that shteit tfiros is the Malacha. Tfira achas, we have the possibility as to whether it is a chatzi shi'ur or not. If you remember, Tosfos asked the Kashan, Ayin Gomer Aleph, how come the Mishnah says shtei tfiros? And the Magen Avos, excuse me, answered that tfira achas is heter gomer. So it could be shtei tfiros is going to be chayiv. Tfira achas is not even chatzi shir, which is asur min ha-Torah. And shalosh tfiros, the Rambam tells me in Perek Yud Halacha Tes, shalosh tfiros is going to be chayiv no matter what. No, the Gemara says that if I'm tofer shtei tfiros, I'm chayiv. Providing it's kashar rasha vehusha kashran, providing I tie it together. Zuck the Rambam, that's true by two tefiras requires a kesher. Three tefiras is going to be chayiv even without a kesher. So effectively, what I have so far is two as opposed to one and as opposed to three. Now, zuck the Gemara though, that with two. I'm only chayiv v'hu shekashran. I'm only chayiv if I tie it together. Why not? What happens if I don't tie it? So zokti gemara, if I don't tie it, it's halo kaima. Right? It's not going to be mekayim. And therefore what? So what if it's not mekayim? So there are two possibilities in Judaism, no? Halo mekayim could mean, and therefore it's heter gomor, no? The tefira, if it's eino shel kayama, is mamish heter gomor. Alternatively, halo kayama could mean
Not high.
that you're not chayiv, and it's aser at least midrabanan, no? So there are two ways of learning the Gemara. Again, these are all things to kind of put in your pipe and smoke and hold on to, because
As long as you don't cut off marble.
as you long as you what?
You don't cut off the marble.
It's a pipe, not a cigarette. So both sides, please. Right? So it could be that hold up. It could be that the it could be that it's aser al kol panim midrabanan. On the bottom of the Rosh, you have the Sefer Karbon Nisanel, no? If you look in the Rosh Siman Zayin. So the Rosh in Siman Zayin writes, it's just the Lashon HaGemara, nothing exciting. Like everyone just quotes the Lashon HaGemara. Amrav Zutra Batu, excuse me, Vahaloi Kaima, Amrav Barbachana, Vahusha Koshram, providing you tie it together. Zuck the Karbonasan, no? Vahaloi Kaima, he's Medayik and Rashi. The Rashi says, since it's not Mekayim, it's not a Malacha, that implies that the kasha of the Gemara is whether or not it's an av melacha, but al kol panim it's going to be aser midrabanan. Aval pater, aval aser hu. Right? Rashi just says it's not an av melacha if you don't tie it, but there is an iser midrabanan. V'lachein tama ani. How come people use a pin on Shabbos? Right? The pin in the sense of a straight pin. A straight pin is going to be at least also midrabanan for the korban nisa, no? Because the lashon of the Gemara or the understanding of the Gemara is that Rashi says to be a melacha, you have to tie it, implying it can be asa mitzrabanan even if it's not kayama. So tomorrow, Belina, I want to talk about this carbon nisano and the use of pins on Shabbos. But one thing I see is that his diuk from Rashi, that it's not a malacha, is interesting. Now, all the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha. They ask, if our Gemara tells me that I'm chayiv if I am kosher, so why do I need a separate malacha of tofer? Why do I need a separate malacha of tofer lachar if every tofer to be an av malacha requires a kasher? Why is it a separate malacha? So there are a number of approaches here in Rishonim. If you look in the Ritva, I think he summarizes it the best. And the Ritva has three different shitas in Rishonim, three different answers to this kasha. And I'll take them achas al achas. The Ritva writes, Hikshu betoisvis, v'lechayiv mishum kosher, v'lechayiv nami mishum kosher, v'tirtzu kevan she'ina kshira rak lahamir hatzvira, chashvinu le mishum tofer bochod. So where is this tosis? We don't know. In the notes on the Ritva, they don't know where it is also. But that doesn't trouble me so much because oftentimes the Rishonim have a different tosis than we have. Right? That's not like such a problem. But tosis asks, shouldn't you also be chayv for tofer? So since shouldn't you also be chayv for kosher? So the Ritva answers, since your kshira is only lahamir hatfira, so therefore, you're only chayv for tofer. What's the pshat in this? How come I can't be chayv twice? So, hanir lafi ani estaiti, that the pshat in the Ritva is kacha. If you remember in our youth, as in last week, we noted that there are certain malachos which we call malachas hachibor, no? Certain malachos are there to attach things. Zok the Ritva, that I'm only going to be chayiv for one malacha of chibor. Certain items, the chibor is ayudei kshira. Other items, the chibor is ayudei tfira. I'm not going to be chayiv for both, because I'm accomplishing chibor. The difference between chibor ayudei kshira and chibor ayudei tfira might be more of an issue in parlance, in just the way people speak, or it might be more of an issue in terms of what's necessary to undo it. If I wrap, I twist a rope on top of the other, I undo it by untwisting that rope, no? A knot is like a twisted rope. The opposite of kosher is matir. Right? Therefore, I'm chayiv for kosher if my intention is to use a rope to attach two things, and to undo it, I need a maisa of matir. I'm chayiv for tofer if I connect two things, a mechaber two things, and the way to undo it is al yidei kriya, al yidei ripping. The way I undo sewing is not that I undo the knot, no? Even if I need a knot to make the tefira, to make the tefira last, but the way I undo a sewed item is I'm kireya. So there are two separate malachos. There are two forms of chibor. There's chibor al yedei tfira, which is undone with korea, and there's chibur al yedei kshira, which is undone by matir. So when our Gemara says v'husha kashran, l'cha ayra, what our Gemara means is, since I not it, so therefore the way I'm going to undo it is al yedei kriya, not al yedei hatara, and therefore it's a ma'isa tofer. I'm not going to be chayiv twice, because the malacha of chibur, there's only one form of chibur. Either I'm being mechaber idei shira, or I'm being mechaber idei tvira. One or the other. When the Gemara says v'husha kashran, therefore, it might mean as follows, chavra. I take a string. I want the string to go through, in and out, right? That's tefer shtei tefiros. In is one, down again is shtei tefiros. If I tie the end of the rope on the right side, that doesn't mean that I need a hatara to undo the kesher, to undo the chibur. That doesn't mean I need, I'm mamish getting dizzy. That doesn't mean I need korea to undo the chibur. The hushakash run might mean that what I am doing is I'm making a little knot on one side, no? And I'm making a little knot on the other side of the string. In that case, I'm going to be chayiv for toifer. The knot itself would be a knot that I'd be chayiv for kosher, but vibalt, since the way I undo that is not by matir, vibalt, the way I undo it is through korea, I'm going to be chayiv for tofer.
Is one knot being mechaber anything? Maybe one knot's not being mechaber.
So one knot is mechaber. Again, this gets to our, when I just tie one knot on one end of the string.
Right, you're not attached.
So I'm not, it's attached. It's attached, but it's attached in a way that can be undone very easily. I just pull that side with the knot and I pull it out.
That's not attached.
It's
only attached when you tie the second.
It's tfira she'ena shel kayama. It's going to last until I pull it out.
No, but the kesher is not. You want to be chayav for kosher because it's not attaching two things together.
Well, again, well, that's our shaila about whether kosher requires attaching two things together or making a kesher, right? If you, it's possible that I'm chayav. See, I have to say this very somewhat precisely. It's possible that al yedei this knot, I just created some sort of chibur between the string and the beged.
But it just comes right out.
But since I could undo it, so therefore...
You don't need to untie, you just pull.
I just pull it out. So therefore, that type of chibur is not a chibur of kosher, because I'm not going to undo it, al yedei matir. And it's not a chibur of tofer, because since I could just pull it right out, it's an eina shel kayama. In order to be chayiv, I have to knot both ends, and then it doesn't come out just by pulling it, then it comes out like a korea. So that's one approach in the Ritva. Right? That might mean one of two things. Trying to think. In other words, the way I just said it, the malacha of kosher is a malacha of asiyas hakesher, not a malacha of chibur. Right, but I'm trying to say within the ritzvahs that they're both malachas of chibur, but the nafkamina is how I undo it. And because they're both malachas of chibur, I'm only chayev for one form of chibur. The first lashon in the ritva, that since the kesher is lahamed hatfira, I'm chayev mishum tayfer bochud, seems to me that this act would be a chiyuv of kosher, but in this case, it's not a chiyuv of kosher because in this case, my kavanah is just to maintain the tefira. It would sound like both kosher and tofer are creating chibur. So maybe that's the answer. Once I tie two knots, right, one at each end, so the kesher created the chibur and the tofer created the chibur. So which one am I chayev for? Enochanai, when I tie one knot, it could be it's not a chibur, right? Either mitzad kosher or mitzad tofer. When I tie the second knot, now it's a chibur. I so nishelo tasha'ila, how come I'm chayev for tofer? I should be chayev for kosher also. The answer is that when it comes to meleches hachibur, I'm only chayev one time. Does that make sense? The Gemara's kasha of it's not kayama. Answers the Gemara of Ahusha kashran. I tie both sides. So the Ritva is asking on the maskana of the Gemara. The maskana of the Gemara, if I tie both sides, so sach hakol, now I have the two chalakim of the beged which are attached, and I have both knots that are attaching it and tefer that's attaching it, so I should be chayev twice. The answer is, well, meleches hachibur, you only chayev one time. For one form of chibur. I can't be chayev for both chibors.
It's one action, but two consequences.
I'm only chayef for one malacha.
Right.
I'm doing two separate actions that cause chibur.
You're only really doing one. You're tying the knot.
I'm tying the knot and I'm tying and I'm using the string to connect it. But I'm not going to be chayev. You get the impression for this that just tying the knot on one side of the string is not kosher. It's only going to be kosher when I tie the knot on both sides of the string. So now, how come I call a tofer not kosher? A maisa, two knots and two tchifos, two tfiros. So how come I have for tofer not kosher? The teretz is, there are two different forms of malachas hachibur, and I can only be chayiv one time for two different forms of malachas hachibur. That's how I want to learn the ritva as of now. That's answer one in the ritva. Answer two in the ritva is ritva b'shem the Ramban. That kashron lav dafka, rather here kivon ze al ze, v'shozron biyad l'kayim hatfira. You get an impression that what you're doing is you're like twisting the string rather than tying a knot. And twisting a string is not going to be kosher. The pashtus is that this second mahalach in the Ritva argues on the Rambam. Because the Rambam says posel chavolim is chayav for kosher, no? In this case, I twist a string, I twist a string, I twist a string, and they make like a big string ball that holds it. It's not a knot. I didn't go in and out. So I make a knot by going in and out. But here I just twist, twist, twist. According to the Rabbim, I'm chayev for twist, twist, twist. That's posel chavolim. The Ramban answers that what I did over here is not a kesher. It's not a kesher. It's shozron biyad l'kayim hatfira. And that's why I am not going to be chayav for kosher, because it's not a kesher. So I see two things. One, l'cha'ora, he's arguing on the Rambam, who says posel chavolim. Two, and the second point is made explicit in the pseudo ran, we hold that aniva is not kosher. There's a machlekes hatanoim in the Perek Eluk Sharim about whether a bow is considered a kosher. Zokt the Ramban over here. If you hold aniva is kosher, that means that any form of attaching things is kosher. If you hold aniva is not kosher, you hold that you need a tzuras hakesher. If I just do shazira, one thing on top of the other, there's no tzuras hakesher, therefore I can't be chayiv. So I would say that answer two in the Ritva, the Pashtus, is it's against the Rambam. And as the Ran says, it definitely is against that opinion in the Tanoim that aniva is kosher. Now, I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel that he thinks it's not necessarily a raya against the Rambam about Poso Chavolim. Because as we pointed out, Poso Chavolim might be a chibur ayadei twisting. I have a few different strings and I make the strings into a big rope by twisting it together. But if I have one string and I just wrap it onto itself, it could be that's not Poso Chavolim for the Rambam. I'm not sure. But the kitzer, answer one of the Ritva is you can't be chai for both Tofer and Kosher. Answer two of the Ritva is that the case is Shazran, it's not a Tzuras HaKesher. Answer three, V'yesh Old Lomar, K'gon Shekashran Al-Menas L'Hatir Acharekein, D'Yishum K'shira Lecha, Amishum Tfira Ika, K'yemen Shemis Kayemes Achshav. Meaning that by kesher, I need shal kayoma. By toifer, I don't need shal kayoma. Or, to say it a little more precisely, by kosher, shal kayoma means that if I intend to undo it, it's not called a kesher shal kayoma. But by toifer, even if I intend to undo it after, it is usher. When our Gemara asks, v'halo kaima, our Gemara is saying, it's not miskayim at all, and therefore it should be heter gomer. The Teretz is, I have a knot. And therefore, it's miskayim a little bit. And the only way I could undo it, if I don't tie any knots, so then the whole thing would come out in a second. If I tie one knot, the only way it's going to come out is if I pull it, is if I have das to undo it. By kosher, das to undo it undoes the malacha. But by tofer, das to undo it doesn't undo the malacha. According to this third mahalach in the Ritva, the teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says that I tie it, might mean I tie one side of the string, not both sides. But because I tie one side of the string, it is miskayim a little bit. And by toifer, miskayim a little bit, in the sense of that I have to undo it, is going to be chayiv. That would mean that the din of shel kayama by kosher is fundamentally different than the din of shel kayama by tofer. Right? We're not going to be saying our svara of chibor. I would argue that the third pshat in the Ritva is saying that by kosher, my intention to undo it voids the malacha, but by tofer, my intention to undo it does not void the malacha. As long as it is miskayim a little bit, that's good enough by tofer. But I'm not tying both sides of the string, because if I tie both sides of the string, then it really is miskayim for sure. I'm only tying one side of the string, but I don't have das to undo it. So it goes like this, Chefer. I have three approaches here. Let me give you a third approach. When the Gemara asks, Bahalo Kashran, Bahalai, Bahaina Miskayim, and for the Gemara Bahusha Kashran, there are two ways to understand Bahusha Kashran. One way of understanding is I tie a knot on both ends of the string, and that keeps the stitches in place. The other mahalach is, I tie a knot on one side of the string, but I'm going to be chayev for tofer, because by tofer, ein shel kayama is good enough. Ein shel kayama in the sense of, if I intend to undo it, I'm going to be chayev. There's a third mahalach, that vahusha kashran means azoi. I go in, out, then I take the string up on the top and then do one knot. Is this clear? I take the string, I have my needle of the string in, out, shtei tefiras. Then I have two ends of a string. Mm-hmm. I'm not tying the knot on this end and on this end. I'm putting them together and I'm doing one pull. That might mean, in that case, that the kesher is a garnished of a kesher because it's just one kesher. But if I take two strings and just do one kesher, I'm not going to be chayiv at all. But it is mekayim the tefira, and therefore I'm chayiv for tefer. What I am arguing is there are three possible tsiurim in our Gemara when it says v'husha kashran. Now I should note that the lashon of the Gemara shekashran sounds like approach one or three. It doesn't sound like approach two. That approach two is I just tie one knot on one end of the string. Now, the Rambam, Perek Yud Halacha Tes, Tayfer Shtei Tefiras is Chayev Husha Kashar Roshei Hachut Mikan Umikan Kedei Shetamer HaTefira V'lo Teshameit. What does that mean? The Rambam means the first seer, no? I tie the string on both sides, one knot over here, one knot over here. How come I'm not chayiv for kosher? So there are two possibilities. Either the Rambam does not hold like this shilte giburim in the smag, that if I tie one thing onto itself, I'm chayiv. Or, and I saw the Nishmas Adam said, this Eli came over to me in the Beis Medrash and had the suggestion, the Nishmas Adam, Klal Chaf Dalet, says this also, that maybe you're not chayiv according to the Rambam for kosher, because kosher, according to Rabbam, has to be a ma'isa uman. In this case, it's not a ma'isa uman at all, so that's why I'm not chayiv. So I want to talk tomorrow, Mirat Hashem. I know this is a chati shir, and it's asr min ha-toira. However, since it's tofer, according to the Magen Avos, there's no isr d'oraisa on chati shir, no? Okay, it's a... But maybe tomorrow I want to talk about the... The safety pins. There's a Truva Nigris Moshe. I give you the Ma'ariv Makomis. I also want to talk about the Bir Halachan Simin Shin Mem, about whether there's tofer and hard items. And Belina, then we'll pick up from here. Okay, Chavar, have a great day.